This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 18th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter on the agenda is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party, A09-08. We have a presentation this morning from Mr. Hache and Mr. Faven. Did I say your last name properly?
Hache.
Oh, I was way off. Way off. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair Hunter. Commissioners. The Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum for the Minnesota DFL was held over from the last meeting for further discussion. At this point, I'll just go over what our recommendations were for the memorandum, and we'd be available to answer any questions. Basically, there were two findings in the audit, a misstatement of financial activity. A recommendation for the misstatement was that we recommend that the commission find that the Minnesota DFL misstated their 2007-2008 activity failed to report non-federal salaries and taxes paid from their payroll account. And our second recommendation on the misstatement is that we recommend that the commission find that the Minnesota DFL misstated activity in 2008 and failed to report an in-kind contribution in the amount of $10,000. Since the source and permissibility of the contribution remains in question, the audit staff further recommends that the commission request the Minnesota DFL to disgorge $10,000 to the U.S. Treasury. The second finding in the audit was an overfunding of federal accounts by the non-federal accounts, and our recommendation is that the commission find that the Minnesota DFL has demonstrated that its non-federal accounts did not overfund its federal accounts. We're available for any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? Commissioner Walther?
No, I just move we approve the recommendations.
That was quick. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner McGann?
I won't be able to support the motion.
Okay.
That was great.
Okay.
Do you want me to stay why? Or what? If we want to vote on the report as recommended, we can do that. That's
okay.
I mean, if that's what I'll do, that's fine.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve, that. The motion's properly before us. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
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 The motion fails 3-3. Any other questions or comments about this audit?
Let me just ask for some clarification. Is there any, since there were two recommendations, would that be the vote on the other, for both of you, on both of those?
I'm sorry?
There's two recommendations. Would a segregated vote make a difference? If there is, I'd be glad to piecemeal the motion, the second motion.
Sure, I think we agree with the recommendations of binding two, which is the overall funding, which turned out to be okay. So we want to move part of the audit. We can support part of the audit.
Well, maybe for clarification, I'd move that we support, we approve of finding one. And then I'll make a motion on finding two. Does that not work? Am I missing something?
All right, so your motion is to approve finding one?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Then I move we approve finding two.
Okay. Motion is to approve finding two. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That motion passed, 6-0. Any other questions or comments? Madam Vice Chair?
So I assume the end result is that we will issue an
Well, I guess this we're just at the drafting stage. We're not at the we still have another document to approve, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Never mind.
And that will be circulated?
And I assume what happens as a result of these votes is that, you know, we'll have an at the end of the day, we'll have an audit report that approves finding two, and then the discussion from finding one moves into additional issues. Yes?
That's correct.
Okay.
There you go. All righty. Thank you very much.